From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. You have to wonder what things we don't know about what was going through his mind and what he was feeling inside. There's this picture of Mozart as this buffoon that came out of the movie that is hard to get out of your head, but then you listen to things like the Lacrimosa or like this, and you can't help but wonder what kind of inner pain or turmoil he must have been in.
I think that's generally with people who are in their everyday lives or in their kind of interactions with other people, let's put it, for lack of a better word, buffoonish in a kind of way, you know? I mean, I think we all know many people that have this kind of joviality on the surface, and, you know, he was a gambler, for example, and so I mean, you know, kind of live life to the fullest. But I think many of the people, of these people, we just think, oh, they are always happy and, oh, they are kind of always excited. But I think there is always this kind of other side to balance that. And I think that was certainly very strong with Mozart, this mix of, on one hand, in situations, extremely superficial lifestyle. But, I mean, you know, when you listen to his music, you cannot deny that he was one of the deepest people, incredible depths of personality, and I mean, an unbelievable genius and brainy guy as well. I mean, unbelievably intelligent, despite the fact that he was always acting stupid. But you know, that's what I mean. I mean, I see that sometimes towards myself, because I kind of, you know, generally I think in interactions with other people, I'm more rather on the joyous side person or so, and people quickly estimate it as an always happy person, which is of course not true. It's just that some people are maybe more extrovert or kind of are better at hiding away sometimes their feelings, or just are not so interested in kind of showing, you know, various sides of personality. But I think that with Mozart, it was certainly that the depth was sometimes hidden, maybe. And I think he also himself sometimes, most probably, just didn't want this side or so. I mean, you know, who wants to be sad or melancholic? I mean, you know, some people have a more, maybe more relaxed attitude towards that and more let it, you know, be and more accepted. But I think Mozart just maybe ran away from that side as well a little bit. I mean, being a child genius and all his life and so was certainly not easy. And I mean, we shouldn't forget Mozart lost one of his children, at least one. I don't know, maybe more, but I know that he lost at least one of his children. And even at that time, I mean, we say, well, that was more normal at that time, but it's still an unbelievable loss, isn't it? Even at his time, you cannot argue, well, it kind of didn't affect him. And then his relationship with his father, and also certainly a strained marriage, most probably because of him mainly. But so I think all his kind of lifestyle, you know, running to the gambling tables, you know, gambling his money away, spending nights in kind of, you know, nowadays we would call it brothel. At that time, it was more of a mixed form, most probably of bar and, mm-hmm. you know, entertainment buildings and whatever. I think what was really important for him to just counteract the real depth of his personality and so on. And I think you're right, when you listen to this kind of music, also Magic Flute and these kind of things, I mean, a surfaced person couldn't ever write something like this, could they?
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.